Where you going, the supernatural is a mandate. Where you going, the supernatural is a lifestyle. God's gonna make you a praise in the earth. Praise is more than music. It is a warfare tool that God gives you so that you can shift the battle over to Him. He inhabits the praises of His people. Prayer sends angels. Praise sends God. You just get up off your knees and walk away. That's not the right thing to do at the midnight hour. You're not done yet. You get up off your knees, raise your hands up, and start giving God some praise, because it's already done. You are made for worship. Now, I trust that you are having more knowledge and revelation of what prayer is all about than you did before we started this series. All right, praise God. Okay, I get some hands waved out there, so it's working. That's what I want. I want the Word to come alive inside of you, because the church is nothing but a resurrection center. It's a place where we sow the Word in you, and whatever's in you dies, and the Word comes alive inside of you. Praise God. Whatever is not of the Word. So we just want this Word to have some proof that it is true and it does work. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse, starting at verse 16. I just want to cover this real quick. For which cause we faint not, though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed, what? Day by day. So the outward man is your flesh. That's what you see right now up here on me. You might be able to see in the spirit. I know some of y'all are super spiritual. You probably see JD. But inside of me is the inner man. And the inner man is renewed when? What? Day by day. The outer man perishes. If Jesus tarries, we all gonna go by the way of the dust. Okay, meaning that we're going to leave this earth, we get absent from the body to be present with the Lord, and this body is going to decay. All right. Now, in that, what happened in the beginning that caused this, and where are we right now? For which cause we faint not, though our outward man perish, the inner man is renewed day by day. Next scripture, please. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more and exceeding and eternal weight of glory, watch this, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things that are not seen are eternal. The idea of not seen. Adam lost revelation of God and fell to the place that natural man is today, and that is operating purely by his intellect and what makes sense. That's where he is. Now, once he fell from revelation to information. Knowledge that has been gathered through the senses. Space, time, and matter became the foundation of his reality. I'll say it again. Space, time, and matter, things, became the foundation of his reality. In other words, if he can't touch it, taste it, smell it, so forth and so on, it doesn't exist. Now, you know that's not true, because you can't touch your brain, but hopefully that does exist. Am I right about it? You can't touch radio waves, but you can put up a radio in here and you can see it. So my point to you is that he began to deal with only what he can detect with his physical senses. Now, the Bible calls that a carnal mind. Now let's go over there real quick, over to Romans chapter 8. And in Romans chapter 8, he says here, speaking in verse 6. Let's start with verse 6. I think that makes some sense for you. For to be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded, come on, is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. The word enmity could mean hate, could mean enemy. I don't know what your Bible translation says, but it's against God. And it says here, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Now remember, Hebrews says, without faith it is impossible to please God. So faith takes you out of your senses. And that's a boundary for some people because they don't want to go there. Because when they go there, they don't have anything in the natural to hold on to. But I want you to get this. If you are only dealing with the physical or natural aspects of life, then you will never get what belongs to you. If you're only dealing with the physical or natural aspects of life, then you'll never get what belongs to you from God. Why? Because the only time you can get what belongs to you with God is you've got to get it by faith. And to get it by faith means I've got to leave my senses. So prayer is an inner man issue. Prayer demands that you leave the flesh. Or it doesn't work. Anytime you're dealing with God, you have to deal by faith. I don't care what you're dealing with. Money, healing, whatever it is, you're going to have to deal with some faith. Because God does not go around faith. Faith is key for you to get the action of God in your life. Are y'all with me? So right there you can see we are not born to live an ordinary life. Say amen to this. So the carnal mind is one that is based on the world, a worldly reality. Based on the worldly reality. So here again, the enemy wants us to use our minds to determine reality. Adam did not see just physically. When Adam was here, he saw both physically and spiritually. And you know yourself, if you can see the root of something, then you can see maybe the root cause of it. If the enemy can keep you down in the carnal, natural, physical, three-dimensional world, and you can't get up any higher, then that's all you have to make your decision on. And that is not enough. That's what the enemy wants you. Why? Because he knows he can pull the strings up in the upper realm. So when Jesus came and cursed that fig tree, they came back and said, Master, the tree that you cursed is dried up, come on, from the where? Roots. What are roots, whatever you pronounce it. It symbolizes something you can't see. So notice Jesus didn't attack the problem on the level of the leaves. He went, come on, to the root. And people come in church, now we got to reorient our thinking, because if the enemy can keep us in the carnal, then we'll be talking about things we see. You know, I tell you, that boy, he's never going to be any good. You know, I never can get these bills paid and so forth. See, you're tacking it on the level of the leaves. not realizing that your words are spirit. And they're going to be either tearing down the mountain or building up the mountain. But now I got to believe what I'm going to say is going to come to pass. Though he cursed the tree. You can have problems in your home and curse the problem. I'm talking about speak to it at the root. Speak to that strife at the root. Speak to that lack at the root. Speak to that, and whatever it is that's manifested got to dry up because it's got no root. Are y'all with me here? This is all it takes, folks. This is not hard. It just takes discipline because your flesh wants to participate. It wants to tell you what's really happening, and it's not. That's not what's really happening. People are not poor because they don't have any money. They're poor because they don't have any knowledge. And then it came in and think some people, well, we don't want these people over here, these people in the neighborhood over here. No, we're going to keep these people out and so forth and so on. It's not the color. It's not the color. It's what's been built in the image. Say amen to this. It ain't got nothing to do with color. So I'm just saying that because, they don't know how and so forth. No. Don't say that because that's not true. I proved that's not true. They told me we couldn't get this mall because one of the things is because of your color. I said, well, la-di-da. Because they're still dealing with the leaves. But whoever's dealing with the spirit is going to control everything. All right, let's go over to John. John chapter 20. See, that's the church. That's why you got the upper hand on everybody. I said you have the upper hand on everybody. Because you have been so designed that that you can be informed on another level. They can't get to where you can get to. They don't even have the fruit you have. Say amen to that. You got something inside of you that won't get mad when other folk get mad. John chapter 20. All right, look what it says. Verse 19. Then they, the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and said unto them, peace be unto you. And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Now notice that, verse 20. And when he had so said, he showed them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Now why did they get glad? Come on. Because they satisfied their senses. This is logical now. Because he told them, I'm going to die, stay dead 3 days, and I'm coming up. But they didn't get glad until they felt him. Are y'all with me here? Now, look at this. It's going down. Look at verse 24. But Thomas, one of the 12 called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, we've seen the Lord. But he said unto them, except I shall see in his hand the print of nails and put my finger into the print of nails and thrust my hand into his side, I will not what? Believe. All right, let's establish this point. Next. You are designed to believe what you see. You're made that way. I believe. She sung the song. I believe in you. Why? Because you're designed to believe what you see. See? People have a hard time believing because they can't see. But if you can see it, you're designed to believe it. Now, if I believe it, look at Proverbs chapter 23 and verse 7. Proverbs 23 and verse 7. He says this, "For as he thinketh in his heart," come on, "so is he." Let me give you another translation. You ready? What he believes is where he's going to end up. Let me give you another one. What you believe is what you become. I believe that. I believe that. So what you believe is where you're going to end up. So if you believe in lack, you'll be in lack. You become that. And you can't violate that rule. Excuse me, I got a little carried away. But you can't, because I want you to get that. I'm like the professor here today. Get this here. You can't violate that. You can't say, I believe in prosperity, but I'm just still broke. No, you can't. You can't. You don't believe. Because a tree is known by its fruit. And you got to work on it. You got to come back, get that scripture, get what pastor preached, listen to that tape two or three times, and then pick out scriptures that you need to meditate on. Meditation transforms your belief. That's the enemy's job, to make you think that, hey, I can believe something and something else will manifest in my life. Uh-uh. Out of the good treasure of a man's heart, good things come. Put it up there. Matthew chapter 12 and verse 25. Praise God. Let's try that one. 35. Matthew 12, 35. Let's look at that. Are y'all with me here?
Yes.
Now notice what I'm doing now. I'm feeding you the word of God to have you to grow up. So you won't be a 40-year-old with a diaper on, call my Baba and give me some Pablum and some baby food. You don't need no baby food. You don't need to be a prayer project anymore. You need to be praying for your community. You need to be praying for your nation. You say amen. You ought to be off your mind. You ought to be, when you got to need one prayer, boom, speedily, it gets answered. That's done. Now I'm going on to somebody else. What it says, a good man out of the good treasure of the heart brings forth good things. See? An evil man out of the evil treasure of the heart brings forth evil things. See, that's why I hung them people up who was the doubters as to whether we're going to get them all. See, I knew what was in my heart. See, the scripture there means that nobody can stop you from reaching your destiny, but you. And the reason why they can't stop you is because your future is not in their hands, it's in your heart.
Amen.
Say amen. This is the way the kingdom works. If it's in your heart, then that's what you're gonna have. And nobody can stop the word from coming forth in your life. It's designed for hostile environments. It's designed for people who hate you. Boy, I'm preaching good. Somebody's pulling this baby out this morning. It's designed for people who can't stand you, can't look at you, have scorned you, have rejected you, have put you out, and so forth, and you just say, watch me work. And watch it. Because God is going to watch over his word and make it good. Now, this is not just for buildings. This is for healing. It's for healing. The reason why you're catching a hay fever every year, because you believe in it. Stop believing in it. And you can't change your believing just by seeing something. You got to change your believing by seeing something inside. They pulled back. They went to spy out the land of Canaan and brought back all those big grapes, like big as grapefruits. That's what they said. And they had to carry two on a staff. They had two men had to carry just one cluster of grapes. I was looking for the biblical word. I know you're always shouting some stuff out here, but I need Bible here. All right, cluster of grapes. All right? But they looked at them. All of them looked at them, but they didn't believe. See, nothing changed inside. Nothing changed inside. You can get an armored car driver who is driving around banks picking up money and picking up probably billions of dollars each week and go home and can't pay his rent. Why? Because that's not going to change it. It's going to have to be changed inside. Is this the right bunch I'm talking to? God's got a way to change you from the inside out, because it's an inner man issue. It's not an outer man issue. The outer man perishes, but the inner man is renewed. You got to renew that mind. You got to renew it. Whatever the deficiency is in your life, find a promise and get it into your mouth, in your heart, in your ears, in your eyes, and do it for several days. I guarantee you, already you'll start talking different. I guarantee you, when things come, you're gonna find your personal recognition system is gonna come alive. You're gonna start seeing opportunities you never saw before. And wow, I know what I can do with that. That came through meditation. That came through believing. Say, I believe.
I believe.
That's all it is. Got nothing to do with where you came from. Whether it's Africa or Venezuela or where, don't make no difference. You can be as wealthy as anybody in this country. Well, I don't speak good English. It don't make no difference. Amen. God speaks any kind of language you want to speak.
Amen.
See, we got to stop putting limitations on ourselves. Well, but get your butt out of the way. Just move out of the way and let God do what he wants to do. Say amen to that. All right. Now, that means that in a clean way. Y'all know what I mean. Okay. Okay, now, where am I? All right, let's just go all the way down to verse 20. Here's what he said. Verse 28, let's go to verse 28. And Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord, my God. This is when Thomas felt all of this. And this is what Jesus said. Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are they that have not seen, come on, and have believed. I want you to find something to believe. Okay. Now I'm saying to you, it might be that you might have a school loan that's $70,000 or something. Then find a scripture. Let's believe God that you can have that paid off. Now, what am I saying? I'm saying don't make it possible. That's where you can start. Once you do, the mind will get it. And it'll start trying to figure out how to do this. But if you take it beyond your mind, now your spirit's got it. Say amen to this.
Amen.
And then as you then begin to meditate scripture, well, I don't want to get ahead of myself, but I'd like you to pick something. Car paid off. Home paid off. Now, understand you're dealing with a big God. I said you're dealing with a big God. Now, no matter what it is, if it's according to life and godliness, it's already yours. You're not trying to talk God out of something. It's already yours. Well, I trust that you are blessed by today's teaching. Now, this is the closing series of the Power of Prayer and Praise, Volume 3. Now, here's an important point you want to remember. Prayer is an inner man issue. Now, when I say that, I mean it's a spirit man that prayer is involved with, because prayer demands that you leave the level of the flesh. The only time you can get what belongs to you with God
is you have to get it by faith. And faith demands that God not only be your source, but he's your only source. So you're going to have to leave the flesh and go into the spirit and receive things by faith. Faith makes prayer work. Prayer doesn't make faith work. Faith makes prayer work. Praise God. The announcer is going to give you some information on how you can order this powerful 4-disc series on the power of prayer and praise, volume 3, and I'll be right back.
Where you going, the supernatural is a mandate. Where you going, the supernatural is a lifestyle. God's going to make you a praise in the earth. Praise is more than music. It is a warfare tool that God gives you so that you can shift the battle over to him. He inhabits the praises of his people. Prayer sends angels. Praise sends God. You just get up off your knees and walk away. That's not the right thing to do at the midnight hour. You're not done yet. You get up off your knees, raise your hands up, and start giving God some praise because it's already done. You are made for worship.
Govern the authority of your words. Increase the force of your belief and embrace the peace of your worship. In Pastor Winston's life-changing 4-disc series, The Power of Prayer and Praise, Volume 3. To order on CD or DVD, contact us online at billwinston.org or by phone at 1-800-711-9327. This is your finest hour that has never been seen in the earth before. Experience a new world of unlimited possibilities in The Power of Prayer and Praise, Volume 3. Order The Power of Prayer and Praise, Volume 3, today.
Now, you remember when Jesus cursed that fig tree? The Bible said it dried up from the root. Now, the root symbolizes something that can't be seen. So when Jesus cursed the fig tree, he didn't attack it on the level of the leaves. He went to the root. Prayer goes to the root of every problem. And it's also a declaration of your dependence on God. Now, what do I mean by that? I mean, Jesus said, it's not me, it's the Father in me. He's doing the work. I'm doing the speaking. He's doing the work. Same thing about you. You doing the praying, God's doing the work. Glory to God. Until next time, this is Bill Winston saying we love you and keep walking by faith.
The mission of Bill Winston Ministries is to preach the gospel of the kingdom throughout the world. This broadcast has been made available to you through the faithful support of Bill Winston Ministry partners and friends. We invite you to become a partner and join Dr. Bill Winston as he trains believers how to live independent of this world system and have dominion over it. Thank you, Bill Winston Ministry partners and viewers, for your continuous support of the Believer's Walk of Faith broadcast. The Believer's Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.